Hi, I'm Christian Brindle, and welcome to the Everything Medicare Podcast. What's up, Everything Medicare Podcast Nation? This is Christian Brindle. Wherever you are and however you might be listening to me today, thank you so much for taking the time. If you're not familiar with me, I'm your host, and I am the truth and the voice for people on Medicare. Today, we're going to be bringing you an episode, episode 267 to be exact, on this platform and on this show. We've been off for a while. It's been some time since we brought you a new episode, and for that, you have my apologies. But today we're going to talk about something that I think is really, really important. So I want to start with this. Our topic today is going to be why I think now is potentially one of the best times in probably 15 years to highly consider a Medicare supplement if you are going on to Medicare. Now, we'll talk a little bit about the trajectory of a Medicare supplement. We're going to talk about why I think that is, but I really, really think that the industry as a whole in terms of Medicare has gone through quite a bit of influx and quite a bit of change. Let me start with this in this particular topic, however. In life, in our relationships, in business, sometimes we find that the path least traveled is sometimes your best path. Sometimes it's your best trajectory in life, in a multitude of different things. Sometimes what everybody else is doing, sometimes the crowd is not always going towards the right thing, right? Because success in life is not something that's obtained easily. We all know this, whether it be in your personal life, in your relationships, in your marriage, your relationship with your children, your grandchildren, in business, in your job, in your career. And there's a few finite amount of people in our society today that excel in every little aspect of life. It might be in sports, it might be in business, it might be as entertainers, whether it be actors, musicians, take your pick. What typically separates people is sometimes when everyone's going left, they decide to go right. Now, there's certain things that is probably not going to be the best solution to do, right? Like, for example, if a multitude of people are not doing drugs, right, or legal substances or having substance abuse problems in their life, you probably don't want to go right there, right? Like, there's some things that it's just like, duh, we understand the point and the concept of that general conception based on what the public perception is. But there's so many things that sometimes you have to think critically in life. I'm a big believer of this. What we have seen in the last 24 to 36 months in our country, and particularly in the Medicare world, is a push from the government, a push from insurance companies, and a push from giant not really federally funded, but venture capital funded organizations like call centers, pushing you towards a product that's known as Medicare Advantage. Now, I'm of the opinion that there is never a one-size-fits-all situation for each and every individual. I believe that Medicare Advantage has its place, and I believe that there's a multitude of different people in our country that Medicare Advantage is going to be a very, very good option for them, based on their needs, their preferences, and also what's available in their market, right? One thing that's very important to understand is what's available when it comes to Medicare Advantage is dramatically different from market to market. And I'm going to explain what I mean by this in just a second here. But there's been a push. I don't think we can deny it, right? Unless you've been living under a rock, you've probably noticed this yourself. How many piles of money would you obtain by now for every single time that you saw Joe Namath pop on your television and talk about Medicare? And not just him, but it followed with a myriad of different celebrities that you might recognize, right? Jimmy J.J. Walker, William Shatner. I've actually done a lot of videos on our YouTube channel dissecting these commercials and these advertisements. And when you really look at what they're pitching and what they're presenting, they're really pitching you on Medicare Advantage. A lot of times they don't want to use the terminology Medicare Advantage, but they're talking to you about Medicare Advantage plans. They're breaking Medicare regulations, or they have been for the last couple of years, because they've been talking about plan benefits. And they'll take a benefit that's available on a Medicare Advantage plan in Florida, right? Or maybe New York City, or perhaps California. And they'll take all of these different benefits from all these different markets where maybe this market has a really strong benefit here. This market has a really strong benefit there. And they run it as a commercial or an advertisement in all 50 states, all over the country, every single major city, even in rural areas. And they'll present it as if there's a plan available that you can purchase today that will give you all of these benefits. They'll talk about $5,000 in dental, right? Your Medicare Part B premium, which, you know, if this is your first time listening to the show, when you get onto Medicare, there's two parts of Medicare that come from the government. Every single thing that you ever pick up with your Medicare is actually something that's going to always center around the two parts of Medicare that you get from the government. You have Medicare Part A and you also have Medicare Part B. Two parts of Medicare that come from the government. Medicare Part A covers hospitalization. Medicare Part B covers medical expenses. They both cover a myriad of different things, but that's what they're most notably known for. And they work like two pieces of a puzzle that fit together to give you medical coverage. Right? We know this. Medicare covers about 80% of medical bills, leaves it behind about 20% for you, the consumer, to pay. This is if you only had Medicare. Medicare on its own does not cover Part D prescription drugs. It does not cover dental, vision, hearing, and a multitude of different things, right? So that's why people pair different kinds of programs and insurance policies with their Medicare to fill in the holes and the gaps. We know that this is necessary. I think this is the general consensus from all people on Medicare that I talk to on a day-to-day basis in my company. Most people get that, right? That you need something with your Medicare. It's basically it's basically suicide in a certain extent by not doing so because you don't have any prescription coverage. There's so many things you're left exposed for and in. But not only that, you suffer late enrollment penalties that last for the remainder of your entire life if you don't pick up some plan that has some kind of drug coverage at the very least. You also have late enrollment penalties for Medicare Part B if you don't pick that up at the right time and place and everything like that. And we have a library of shows that go into detail exactly what that looks like, right? So just for the sake of time, and I respect your time as you're listen to me on this today, I just don't have time to get into every little detail of that. I know we've been off for a while, but our catalog is as educational as anything you're ever going to find. So go back through the catalog, right? This is episode 267. We have 266 other episodes that break all this stuff down, right? So we understand this. The two ways a person can go with their Medicare is going to be either with a Medicare Advantage plan, or they can go with a Medicare supplement plan. Medigap plan is also a term that's used for that. And they can also pick up a Medicare Part D prescription drug plan, all of which is offered through private insurance companies. And there has been such a push, a real push for people to go the route of Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage plans have their positive sides, right? I mean, Medicare Advantage plans, essentially a good way to think of them is it's when you run your Medicare through a private insurance company and they administer your benefits. They administer your claims. They do it instead of Medicare. Medicare still remains active. Medicare Part B has $170.10 a month premium for most individuals in 2022 at the time of recording this. Could be more, could be less, depending on your income. If you're in dramatically low income brackets, your state Medicaid might pay it for you. If you're in dramatically high income brackets, they do charge you more for Medicare Part B. We've done a whole episode about this called IRMA, Income-Related Monthly Adjustment. But Medicare Advantage plans aren't perfect, right? They're known as all-in-one plans, right? They have your prescription drug coverage included, so that's nice. They are probably going to be a bit better medical coverage than original Medicare would be by itself, right? You're typically limited for most plans to a copay, right? You're just going to pay a set copay for most things. Usually they're pretty reasonable. You have a max out of pocket. So you have pretty good medical coverage. You really do in terms of a Medicare Advantage plan. You have dental, vision, hearing on a lot of different programs and plans. You have plans that offer gym membership benefits. Might have heard of Silver Sneakers. You have plans that offer over-the-counter item essentials, right? If you're on Medicare and Medicaid, the benefits are typically in a lot of states and a lot of areas blown wide open from the standpoint that you have plans available that are specifically for people that have Medicare and Medicaid at the same time. And the benefits are really, really high with that. That's where you see things like grocery cards, flex cards, but it's not available unless you have Medicare and Medicaid. But what's the downside of Medicare Advantage? Well, the downside has always been clear. You have networks of hospitals and doctors, which means you can't go to any provider. Some networks are incredibly inclusive to where you can go to a multitude of different places, but other plans have very limited networks and they really can restrict you. They have restrictions, such as, you know, a lot of plans have pretty severe pre-authorization for a lot of different elements and aspects. And other plans might, you know, there are some plans that might have referrals that you need a referral from your primary care doctor to see a specialist, and nobody likes that. That's a pain in the butt. Doctors don't like it. You don't like it. It's put into place as a sense to kind of control what you're doing. And they know if you have, and the insurance company knows that if you have some extra hoops to jump through, you're probably not going to see the doctor as openly, and it saves them some money. So that's kind of why they do it. Not every plan has this, but plenty do around the country. And so there's just a little bit more restriction that you typically will find with a Medicare Advantage plan. And we've always known this. I've talked about this on this platform a lot. But what's nice about a Medicare Advantage plan is typically they're funded by Medicare. They receive funding from Medicare in exchange for them taking over the responsibility of paying your claims, your bills, et cetera. And because they're getting this funding in many, many areas, not all, but many, many areas, there are plan options available that you can pick up with a $0 monthly premium. Some plans in some areas might even do what's known as a Medicare Part B reduction benefit, where they essentially work with Medicare and Social Security to lower that $170 a month you pay for Medicare Part B. And truth be told, in a lot of areas, in a lot of states, especially, you know, my state in Utah where I live, is an example of this. It might be 20, 30 bucks a month, something like that, maybe as much as 50. But there are some plans in a lot of places that will do 120, 130, 140, but just not everywhere. And it's probably far fewer areas than they do that, right? That's going to be rare, few and far between. But these commercials and these advertisements that we've seen and we've talked about a lot, they present it as if you can get it anywhere. And it's a classic bait and switch. They're putting this out there. They're saying, call us, we'll help you. You call in, you find out that 90% of the benefits presented on the TV screen were not available. And they're just like, well, we can't sell you that, but let us sell you this instead. They're just going to sell you what's available in the area. They don't know anything about your market. They don't know anything about the plans there. And they just throw you onto a plan. They might even tell you your doctors are covered and they're not. This has been a big problem. Medicare has received a ton of complaints the last 2 or 3 years about this. From this predatory marketing, and it's been a dramatic problem. You look at some of these companies that are doing these kind of different tactics or have been, are companies like GoHealth, companies like SelectQuote, companies like that. Their stock prices are in the toilet, right? Down dramatically. They almost look like penny stocks. So obviously, the backlash is real. Right, towards this type of marketing. Medicare's coming down on them hard. And I just think you're going to find yourself in a situation, and the reason why I'm telling you all this today, you're going to find yourself in a situation that I think the Medicare supplement is starting to get forgotten. The Medicare supplements like Plan G, Plan N, maybe even Plan F if you still qualify for one, they're starting to get forgotten in the culture of Medicare. Because there's such a focus on Medicare Advantage. So if everyone is going left, should you go right? Well, let's talk about it. Medicare supplement plans are going to be more lucrative in some areas than others, right? There's certain states where the premiums are hugely expensive and the Medicare Advantage plans are very rich. So it's not a blanket statement for everybody, right? I'm not a person that believes in absolutes. I think everybody's situation is going to be a little bit different. and everybody's needs and their preferences are going to be a little bit different. So I'm not saying that every single person on Medicare should go with a Medicare supplement plan. Some of you should be on Medicare Advantage plans, specifically just based on what's available in your market, right? It just from a mathematical perspective, it just might not make sense. But in so many areas, there's people that should probably be on a Medicare supplement that aren't, because there's such propaganda, there's such a push towards the Medicare Advantage plans right now. And that, in my opinion, is what's the problem here. I think that many, 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 many people should be highly considering Medicare supplements, and I think the time is now, because there's been such a push and such a backlash and such a downside to the Medicare Advantage product for so many people. Let's talk about what a Medicare supplement is, right? A Medicare supplement plan might not be all-inclusive like a Medicare Advantage plan. It might not include your Part D prescription drug coverage. You have to pick up a separate plan for that, pay another premium. So we don't love that. It might doesn't come with dental, vision, hearing, so you have to purchase a separate plan for that. So we don't love that. You have to pay a monthly premium for your Medicare supplement plan. Depending on where you live, you could probably get a decent, you could probably get a plan N in many markets for 80, 90 bucks a month. Probably get a plan G for 130, 140, 150. In some markets, it might be $200 to $300 a month. It just depends on where you are. And that's why I say this is very situational. But if you can get a Medicare supplement for between 80 bucks to 150 bucks a month, I think I would consider doing that at this point in time in 2022. Because Medicare supplement plans are very unique from the standpoint of their characteristics. The plans themselves are designed by Medicare in terms of what the benefits are going to look like. They're predetermined by Medicare. Medicare designs these plans and they name them after letters, okay? And each letter is going to pay a different amount of the 20% that Medicare leaves behind. So what a Medicare supplement does is it pays after Medicare. It's a secondary insurance, right? It's going to come through after Medicare. It's going to pay as a secondary. And depending on the company and depending on the plan you go with, you might pay no out-of-pocket in, as long as it's a Medicare-approved charge, right? The plan F for years, I always said F stands for full coverage because it paid 100% of what Medicare left behind. So as long as it was a service that Medicare paid for, which was, you know, a Medicare-approved medical service, of course, like I said at the beginning of the episode, but the plan F would come through afterward and pay 100%. And the plan G pays everything except for the Medicare Part B deductible, which is about a $233 charge one time a year. It's just a one time a year deductible. Once that deductible is met, it's exactly the same as the plan F. It's one time a year. It's not per use. And once the deductible is met, you have 100% coverage for the rest of the year as long as it's a Medicare approved charge. Plan N comes with a couple copays. It comes with the same deductible, the Medicare Part B deductible of $233 per year. The plan N also charges up to $20 for a doctor copay. Could be less, just depends on the doctor. It charges a $50 emergency room copay, and then it charges what's known as Medicare Part B excess charges if the doctor ever so chooses to charge that. Medicare Part B excess charges typically are not charged. In many states, it's not even legal. But if they were charged, you'd be responsible. But I have yet to ever see a client of ours be charged them, ever. And so a plan N's much cheaper in premium than a plan G for that reason. Plan G and plan N are very, very good lucrative plans. Plan F is much more expensive. Typically, we see a little bit higher rate increases on a plan F. That's the other thing about Medicare supplements that people have kind of shied away from them on. We've seen the rate increases. Every single insurance company and every single plan is going to have a rate increase every single year as you get older. But what is the good thing about a Medicare supplement plan? Well, we talked about the benefits there. You have full coverage, if not close to full medical coverage. And back to the Plan F for a second. If you become eligible for Medicare after January 1 of 2020, the Plan F is grandfathered away due to what's known as the MACRA bill, and you can't even purchase it anymore. They're doing away with it. So really, the plans that you should be considering are Plan G and N. They're 1A, 1B. You can pick which one you feel like is 1A or 1B, and I think it's going to depend on your market, what's available, to be honest with you, what the difference of price is. If there's a difference of 50 bucks a month in price between a G and an N in a market, I probably would go with the N. But not always, right? Some people want predictability. They want to know what they're going to pay, and that's what you get with a Plan G. But you have very full medical coverage, or close to full medical coverage. You have a no-network situation. So the way a Medicare supplement works, for the most part, as long as the provider you're going to accepts original Medicare, Medicare Part A and Part B, Nowadays, probably 98 to 99% of doctors in the country accept Original Medicare. They will also take your Medicare supplement, regardless of the insurance company, because it's a secondary payee. It's a secondary payee. The way the claims actually work with a Medicare supplement is the claim, the bill, goes to Medicare. Medicare then sends the remainder off to the Medicare supplement company, whoever that might be. And so the doctor's office doesn't even have to bill them, really, the Medicare supplement company. So open access, it works the same in all 50 states as it does in your home state. The reason why I think a Medicare supplement plan is so lucrative is you're never going to get screwed over on a Medicare supplement plan, in my opinion. You're always going to have the best coverage money can buy, or some of the best coverage money can buy with a Medicare supplement. You're never going to be put on a plan that is not going to cover your doctor. And Medicare Advantage plans change from year to year. So it might work this year, but it might not work next year, right? You got to keep up on those things. Medicare supplement plans never change in benefits. They do raise in price. So every so often, every few years or so, you probably should shop your price and make sure it's the best price that you can get. But you're never going to be screwed over on a Medicare supplement plan. And I think there's going to be a resurgence in the next 2 to 3 years of Medicare supplements. And I think it's a very, very fantastic option. And with all of the backlash that Medicare Advantage is getting, not because Medicare Advantage is bad, but because there's so few people out there that can recommend you a good Medicare Advantage plan, because there's so many variables that you need to look into. There's your network, right? Which doctors you like to see? Which plans do they take? Which plan covers your prescriptions the best, right? Which one has the dental you want? I mean, there's so many variables. Whereas if you went to the Medicare supplement plan, picked a good Part D plan, picked a good dental plan, you eliminate a lot of those variables. I think the Medicare supplement stock, I'm very bearish on it. Oh no, not bearish. What's that stock term? I think it's bullish. I'm very bullish. Bearish is the bad. I'm down on it, right? In the stock market terminology and investor terminology, I'm very bullish on Medicare supplement right now, because I think that when everyone's going left, sometimes it's a good idea to consider going right. And with a Medicare supplement, no matter what happens to you health-wise, you can predict what you're going to pay. You're going to pay your premium, very, very little medical out-of-pocket, if any. If the best coverage money can buy, you can go to any state and get coverage exactly like you can in your home state. You don't have to deal with networks. You don't have to deal with much pre-authorization. I believe that Medicare Advantage plans have their place, and I believe that there's certain people that should be on them. So I'm not demonizing Medicare Advantage, but I think the last 3 or 4 years, I would have been maybe a little bit more bullish on Medicare Advantage. I think Medicare Advantage plans are still very good, and there's certain states, like if I lived in Florida, I probably wouldn't get a Med Sup, right? If I would get a, I would consider a Med Sup, but I think I would highly consider a Medicare Advantage plan. There's certain people, even in Florida, that should get a Med Sup. But I do believe that I'm very, very, if you're turning 65 and you're getting onto Medicare, I would highly consider a Medicare supplement plan. The insurance companies and the brokers, they make cash hand over fist. And I've done a podcast where I talk about how much a broker makes, or a call center makes, or whoever, depending on what product that they sell to you, right? But I am very, very bullish on Medicare supplement. I think the time is now, and I think it's time to show, because the big call centers, right? The Joe Namath companies, SelectQuote, GoHealth, they don't even offer Medicare supplements, to my understanding. It's not even a choice. It's Medicare Advantage or bust. They don't even tell you Medicare supplements exist. I think it's time to show them and stand up and say, we're not going to take that. And the Medicare supplement product is a buy at this point in time for a multitude of different people, right? I think Medicare supplement is a great product. And truth be told, the way the world is right now, the way the industry is right now, it's probably what I would put myself on if I was turned 65. Predictable. No matter what happens, you're going to be very well protected. Yes, it has a higher monthly premium, but oftentimes you get what you pay for, right? And I'm a big fan of Medicare Advantage as well, but I am very, very bullish right now on the Medicare supplement product. Plan G, Plan N, They're so solid, so stable, and we've done a million episodes about what I feel about them, but I think the time is now. When everyone's going left, maybe you should consider going right. With all the controversy that's going on with Medicare Advantage, Medicare is scrambling to try to control the false advertising, right? Just the issues going on with Medicare Advantage. I think the best way that you can control it is if you're going to buy Medicare Advantage, buy it from a good local brokerage. Don't buy it from a big call center that you're never going to speak to the person that signed you up again. Or go MedSup, all of which I think you should buy from a good brokerage. My brokerage is definitely one that I would consider. Christian Prudential Insurance Services, licensed and serving 43 states. Our office number is 801-255-5340, 801-255-5340. We'd love to help you. 43 states. It's only 7 states we don't service. Eventually, we'll serve all 50. But yeah, folks, be bullish on Medicare Supplement. Don't throw it out the window. I think the biggest decision that you should make if you're going Medicare Supplement is, do I want to plan G or plan N? And this is going to depend on what's available in your market. But I think it's one of those things, like a good investment, right, that you can probably set it and forget it with a good Medicare Supplement. And you don't have to keep looking at it every single day. Look at Medicare Supplement like long-term stock investing, right? Solid, tried and true, index funds, that kind of investing. Whereas Medicare Advantage might be more looked at for people turning 65 right now is day trading, because it's up and down. You never know what you're going to get. So that is why I'm so bullish right now on Medicare Supplement. Anyway, folks, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, do us a favor. This is the best Medicare podcast on the internet. I think you can all agree. If you're listening to us on a platform that allows you to do so, please leave us a 5-star review. It helps me help more people like you, because more people can find us because of algorithms. So please leave us a 5-star review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, whatever platform you might be listening to, if it allows it. If you're watching on YouTube, drop a like on this video, smash the like button. It will help me help more people just like you who need to hear this information. Comment down below on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube. What are your thoughts? Am I right? Am I wrong? Do you agree? Do I disagree? I'd love to have an open conversation about this. And make sure to hit the subscribe button on YouTube as well. Don't miss any of our fantastic educational Medicare videos where we present information in a way that you need to hear it. And folks, I appreciate you watching. And this episode 267, my name's Christian Brindle, and hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. And we'll be back with another episode before you know it. Happy Medicare, and make sure that you're picking the best plan for you. And we'll see you next time.